building? For CPA. For CPA, W1IMX.
1IMX, KB4CPA. Name is David, and we're just headed over to the in-laws' house on this beautiful day here.
Hey, Dave. Name is Doc Delta Oscar Charlie. We're in Townville. And this cold weather has knocked the air out of one of my tires. It's running about 5 or 6 pounds low. So I gotta find a gas station over here somewhere and get this tire pumped up.
KB4CPA. Yeah, if you can find a QT, they have free air. I think they're about the only ones that do. Everybody else, you have to pay for it.
I was looking for someplace where I don't have to pay. And, you know, $1.75 or $2 for about a penny's worth of air is a bit much. Yeah, we're pretty good ways from a QT.
I think it's crazy to have to pay for air, but it's just another way of making money.
I've been doing that up home for several years now, and I guess they're doing it down here also. There's a Lowe's in Anderson I know that has free air, but I might end up at that QT before it's over.
Well, it does, tires do lose the air quicker in the winter. I don't really understand that because cold air is denser than warm air. It seems like it'd be the other way around.
This vehicle came with nitrogen in the tires, and I've never touched them in the year and a half we've had the vehicle, but here the other night it turned off cold, and one of my tires dropped almost 10 pounds, and took it back to the dealer. Come to find out, they don't have nitrogen available at the dealership, but they checked the tire out and said there's no leak that they could find. But he pumped all the tires back up, and I come out this morning, and it's back over 5 pounds low.
Yeah, well, I worked on cars for years, and I would hate to tell you, you've got to have a leak there. It may be a small leak, but it's, you got something in that tire or the valve stem or the valve core is leaking. It shouldn't lose that much air overnight.
Maybe the $1.50 for air. Thank you, no. Oh, I thought maybe the this measures the pressure in the tires. I thought maybe the valve stem was broken. I've had that happen before.
Rubber, you can wiggle it back and forth, and you'll hear it hiss if it's leaking air, and of course, I don't know if you have a valve core. You can check, make sure it's tight. If you have one of those little tools, and other than that, then the next step would be taking it off the car and start rolling it around and looking for something stuck in it. Sometimes it's really tiny. I've seen little tiny nails. Little bits of metal and that kind of thing. On all the tires, I've done hundreds. hundreds of them, probably close to 1,000 tires I plugged, and I only found plastic in one tire, and it was so brittle I couldn't get a hold of it to pull it out. I just had to push it through and let it fall inside the tire and plug it. But of course it did fine, but I usually try to pull whatever's in there out. Well, I have destinated, and so I'm going to have to say adios. But anyway, good to talk to you on 2 meters FM, and I hope you have a good day. I hope you get that tire straightened out. And I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final KB4 CBA.
KWYMX, okay. Enjoy the chat. And yeah, I've had those problems with having to plug tires too, but enjoying this nice weather. We just moved down here from Northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C., end of August. So, we're enjoying the new location. My wife is from Anderson, and I've been coming down here for over 50 years, so we know the area. I've got a lot of friends. And just glad to get out of the rat race. Catch you later. W1IMX Mobile, clear.
4TFW Mobile. KN4BWA.
W4DJW. Good afternoon.
Mess this one up. Have you looked outside?
I got up all the leaves about an hour ago. Stayed outside for an hour with Maggie getting up all the leaves. So, yeah, I've been out there.
Good an opportunity to just go out there and sling one around in the air a little bit. I tried to fly in my yard yesterday evening. Or yesterday afternoon, and it was so choppy and bumpy, I just barely got that little UMX turbo timber down. So, I'm going.
Okay, well, I'm studying the Matek H743 flight controller and its accompanying GPS and I2C and airspeed and all that stuff. All that equipment, I'm studying it right now. I'm thinking I'm going to switch from the Pixhawk over to that one, at least for this, the one I told you I was getting. This, it's supposed to be here tomorrow.
My receivers are supposed to be here today. If they get here today, wow, I may just try to fly that puppy Sunday afternoon, because I think I can get it.
That Race Day Quads is pretty good. They're kind of like, I got mine from GetFTP. I just discovered that Race Day Quads, and so they're turning out to be, they compete with each other, so they're trying to be more like Amazon. That's cool.
Well, then in the same breath, you know I'm having to contend with Horizon taking their blasted time about getting me the nose. The nose is supposed to be in Saturday. Notice I said supposed to be here Saturday. So I will go ahead and work my receiver, have it ready to go. And if that nose comes in, you know, that motor mount on the front of that sailplane, if it comes in Saturday, I'm going to want to try to fly that puppy on Sunday afternoon.
Well, you might want to look at some other brands, like Atomic RC. They've got some really nice airplanes. You might want to look at something other than Horizon airplanes. They make some really nice ones, and one of the guys that I was watching a review on said that the older stuff that's been out there for quite a while wasn't really designed for all the components that you put in airplanes nowadays, and that these new manufacturers like Atomic RC, A-T-O-M-R-C, Atom RC, not Atomic, Atom RC, they're tailoring them to the newer equipment that's coming out for managing them. So you might want to take a look at those instead of that E-Flight stuff, because that E-Flight stuff's getting pretty old.
Never have even considered buying the US Radian from Horizon, but since it came up used, it was such a good deal. You know, with the battery, it was $270, and I got it for, you know, it's about 2.5 months old, and I got it for well over $100 less than that with the battery. So anyhow, it was a pretty good deal, and I can suffer through this, get it set up, and play with it a little bit. And if I really want to get serious about it, then I'll get me another night flyer with similar lights from somebody else.
Well, that Radian, the original Radian, was a really, really good. I mean, I should have got one of the originals before E-Flight bought them, because it was a really good airplane prior to that.
Not bad. I mean, it's got regular conventional servos, and, you know, they are replaceable, and you can put in whatever receiver you want to. So it's not like this UMX where you're just stuck. So, yeah, it's not too bad, but I'm hopefully going to get it in the air on Sunday. But in the meantime, I am going to be at the field by about 3:15. I hope you'll join me.
Well, I might wander out there. I don't have anything all ready to go fly at the moment. I might charge up some of those 1300 four cells and take the Bloody Wonder out there. That's about all I can grab up real quick and run out there with. But if not, have fun. I was Googling for the non-E-Flight Radian, and I came up with a whole bunch of night flight Radians. Evidently, that plane's very popular for night flight.
It up, and yeah, there's lots of stuff out there like that. Yeah, I just thought this would be the perfect afternoon just to go out there and get some air time in, and I'm going to try my Bloody Wonder also. I may bring it back in pieces, but at least this is a calm day to give it a shot.
Well, there's still a non-E-Flight Radian. That's a night Radian. Well, it says unavailable. Maybe not. Maybe that's just an old ad. On Amazon. There is one on Amazon. Anyway, be careful. Don't break anything.
I'll try not to. Oh, I think Ollie's going to meet me out there. It's just too pretty a day not to get out there and have some fun. All right. Well, so have you done pretty well today?
No, today's another down day in the market. There'll be 3 days down before it'll be time to double up on some of the stuff that I bought before it went down.
I want to say that generally goes in a 3 to 4 day pattern. There might even be a fourth day on this day. Just because I don't work in the market, or I don't, let's put it this way, I don't avail myself of the market financially, I do watch it. It really, you've already seen it, man. You know more about it than I do. It does have its patterns.
You're right, absolutely. And that's because a lot of those things take 3 days to settle. Once you buy or sell, 3 days later, it's settled. So the 3 to 4 days is the people getting in and getting out isn't a crisp line. It's a fuzzy line on both ends of the start and the end. But then after the 3 days are over, 3 to 4 days with the fuzzy lines on each end is when it's time to dig deeper, right? Because that's what you're doing is drawing back and allowing you to get everything at a discount price. So that's the upside. You buy when everybody else is selling and you sell when everybody else is buying. That's the goal.
But by about the end of that fourth day, it is going to have adjusted itself back up somewhat. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, but generally what I saw was at the end of 48, that second day down is usually the pit, and then it starts back adjusting back up, and by the time you get to the fourth day, it is normalized again.
Yeah, it's easy to miss the upswing. You're right. You're absolutely right. You've paid attention to it pretty close. Because sometimes you're thinking, or I'm thinking, is now the time? And when you really think about it, no, the time was 12 hours ago or 24 hours ago.
And then it can really surprise you, like back in 08, and that pit just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. There are a lot of folks lost a whole lot at that time. So, anyhow, there are no norms. Remember that.
That's true. It's like my dad, when we lived in Indiana, we lived close to a lot of really busy, large roads, and we had bicycles. And my dad said, do you ever get to where, he asked my sister and me, we were just kids, right? He asked us, do you ever get to where you feel like you know the road and what, you know, what traffic's going to be about what time, and you don't really have to look both ways before you cross the road? And my sister and I looked at each other and said, no, absolutely not. Same thing with the market. You always got to look both ways before you cross.
Even at that, you never know what's coming out of the blind spots. All right. Well, I'm just about to pull back into the hacienda and get my glad rags together and head on over there. So, oh, shoot. Well, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. I may not deal with my little UMX. I may just take one of them. Because, you know, I've been doing all that mulch. I put out 3 yards of mulch in 2 days. Man. So anyhow, I've got the cover off of my bed, so I can't put the 182 in the bed and have it covered. So I'm going to have to figure out how to get it in the cab along with the Bloody Wonder and one UMX. It's going to get crowded.
W4DJW. When's that cover supposed to come in?
Said anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks. And right now I think I'm out at about 4 to 5 weeks. So anyhow, I'm in a holding pattern. But you know what? Even at that, I've got a plan in mind. You know, like the mall and the a couple of the others, I'm going to go ahead and cut slots, oblong slots, in my, I'm going to cut some oblong slots in my plywood. I'm going to get a nice piece of dressed plywood and lay it into the bed of the truck and let the landing gear index into those slots to hold the airplane still. You know, for the amount of distance that I travel, that should work just fine.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I'm going to go back to my studying H-743 Wing B-2 flight controller.
Fun, brother. Jump in there on it, and I'll be thinking about you over at the field. Bye. K4 VWA, clear after you can find them.
See you later. I might meander over that way. I don't know. Depends. Anyway, catch you later. KN4 VWA, W4DJW, clear.
04 HKX, mobile.
HKX, KN4 VWA.
Hey, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
Tell my buddy, Dave, that it is just absolutely too nice a day to not get out there and fly a little bit.
Correct. It is a beautiful day outside today, and I'm glad I got a job where I'm outside most of the time.
Hey, bud. Well, I just want to jump in there and say hey, and I'm about to try to get all my junk together to where I can go and you know, take my airplanes out and fly. You want to come over and join me?
I would love to do that someday, but today is not the day. I have to be back up the mountain as quick as I can to meet another distributor to pass some toolboxes and carts around.
Too cooperative with your other distributors. You're just too nice a guy.
I try to help out where I can, and a lot of times it ends up biting me in the rear end.
One or two of those toolboxes that he's got sold, just as soon as you hand them over to him, You're going to need one.
The case, but he's good to help me when I'm in that situation, so I'm going to return the favor.
Charlie Brown. All right, well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here. You be careful going back up the hill. You already started that way?
On North Pleasantburg, making my way over toward Greer to get a couple of shops there. So tomorrow's not overloaded, and then I'll head up the mountain.
Cool, cool. I should be, 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes getting my airplane junk all together, and then I'm going to head on over to the flying field. I may try to hit you on my way over there. So I'll let you go. 73 is KN4 VWA. Clear after your final. Be careful out there.
Hey, Steve. Have fun out there flying them planes. Be careful. Don't bring them back in multiple pieces. KO4 HK. 73s, I'm clear.